From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. European Union leaders agree on a proposal to send thousands of migrants to Turkey. In exchange, Turkey would get certain political concessions and financial aid. The EU would pay Turkey to take back migrants who do not qualify for asylum in Greece. Tens of thousands of other refugees would be spread out evenly across the EU. Difficult negotiations with Turkey may be ahead. Henry Redgewell has more.
The EU's refugee relocation scheme is aimed at Syrians. The fate of other nationalities is as yet undecided. Part of Europe's proposed deal with Ankara would see migrants here in Greece sent back to Turkey. Under normal European rules, those subject to persecution are able to claim asylum in the EU. But the European rulebook is being rewritten, and the future for the refugees stranded in Greece is highly uncertain. Henry Ridgewell, Athens.
Sudan is threatening to close its border with neighboring South Sudan. It says South Sudan is supporting rebels fighting the Sudanese government. A senior assistant to the president Thursday aired the accusation and the warning. The foreign minister of South Sudan, though, denies his country is supporting rebels. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says atrocities committed by the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria amount to genocide.
Daesh is genocidal by self-proclamation, by ideology, and by actions, in what it says, what it believes, and what it does.
Kerry says the group targets Yazidis, Christians, Shiites, and other populations for abuse. The genocide declaration means the U.S. could prosecute any Islamic State member in the U.S. This is VOA News.